Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Sports Criminals' March Madness Special. Every day in March, we are counting down the top 31 sports scandals of the past 31 years. Today, we're going back to 1991, when heavyweight boxer Mike Tyson was delivered a knockout punch and charged with the sexual assault of Miss Black America beauty contestant Desiree Washington. For more shocking sports events from history, tune in right here every day to our March Madness Special. Listen free on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
In a Las Vegas gym on September 10th, 1991, world champion boxer Mike Tyson pummeled the bag. His fists landed with rhythmic, satisfying thuds. Tyson was in the zone, training for the biggest fight of his career, the match against Evander Holyfield, attempting to reclaim his title as world heavyweight champion.
When he came out of the gym, he was met by a press of reporters and journalists, all clamoring for a soundbite. But they weren't asking about his practice regimen or the upcoming fight.
Instead, they demanded a statement on the events unfolding in Indianapolis, Ohio, where hours before, Tyson had been indicted on rape charges.
Welcome to Sports Criminals, a podcast original. This is the second episode in our March Madness special. This month, we're counting down the top 31 sports scandals from 1990 to 2020. Hey, I'm Carter Roy.
And I'm Tim Johnson. In today's episode, we are going back to 1991, when Mike Tyson was charged with the sexual assault of Miss Black America beauty contestant Desiree Washington.
In 1986, 20-year-old boxer Mike Tyson became the youngest heavyweight champion in history. He was young and exciting, with less than a year of professional boxing experience under his belt, and yet he managed to defend and hold the title for 4 years.
With fame came fans, particularly women. On July 18, 1991, while attending a promotional event for the Miss Black America beauty pageant, 25-year-old Mike Tyson met and flirted with a contestant, 18-year-old Desiree Washington. The pair exchanged phone numbers, agreeing to meet up later that night.
At 1:30 the next morning, Tyson picked Desiree up in a limo. They went up to his room, where they watched television for a few minutes. Desiree got up to use the bathroom, and when she returned, she found Tyson lying in bed, wearing only his underwear. At that point, she tried to leave, only for Tyson to wrestle her onto the bed and then rape her.
The next day, Desiree reported the sexual assault to police. Tyson maintained that the encounter was consensual, but after months of investigations and hearings, Mike Tyson was indicted in September. In addition, the owner of the Miss Black America pageant filed a lawsuit against Tyson, accusing him of being a, quote, serial buttocks fondler of black women.
Tyson's managers and the boxing world as a whole were insistent that the accusation shouldn't interfere with his career. He was scheduled to battle the heavyweight champion, Evander Holyfield, and possibly reclaim his title on November 8th. Tyson was unwilling to let a criminal trial interfere with the event. After all, the Los Angeles Times mused that the match would be the richest fight in boxing history, netting more than $100 million. His managers assured the public that the highly profitable fight would go on, but it was ultimately scuttled due to Tyson's legal troubles and an unrelated rib injury.
Tyson's sexual assault trial began in January of 1992 and launched one of the first mainstream discussions about date rape. Witnesses and lawyers quibbled over whether Desiree's flirtatious manner before she went to Tyson's room indicated consent. Ultimately, the jury found in Desiree's favor and sentenced Tyson to 6 years in prison. Mike Tyson's rape case served as a decades-early precursor to the Me Too movement, as did his defenders' arguments that his talent and fame should shield him from the legal consequences of his actions.
29-year-old Tyson was released in March 1995 after serving only 3 years, even though he'd failed to complete certain classes that were part of his sentencing. Countless reporters watched him step out of prison, speculating on whether he still had a fighting edge.
He did. In 1996, Tyson reclaimed his heavyweight title. He continued to box professionally for 9 more years. But all the while, he was plagued by controversy. More women came forward, accusing him of assault in 1993, 1996, 1998, 2001, and 2002.
Through it all, Tyson enjoyed continued support from his fans. His advocates and managers consistently argued that the charges were false and that it was unfair that a young, talented athlete should see his career derailed due to what they claimed were baseless allegations.
Thanks for listening to Sports Criminals March Madness. We'll be back tomorrow with next year's scandal.
You can catch other episodes of Sports Criminals for free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts.